Welcome to the Emotional Balance Sheet, the go-to podcast for parents with multiple kids, especially those with twins, triplets, or more, who are navigating the maze of modern family life and personal finance. Whether you're overwhelmed by education or retirement planning, parenting dilemmas, career transitions, or trying to define your purpose and plan, we're here to guide you with empathy, encouragement, and expertise. Hosted by Paul Fenner, founder of Tama Capital, a certified financial planner and parent to four kids, including a set of triplets. Our podcast is your ally in the quest for financial peace of mind, proving that money matters, but family comes first. Subscribe now and join our community of empowered parents at tamacapital.com. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions. Clients of Tama may retain positions in the securities discussed in this podcast.
What does comprehensive financial planning even mean? At Tama Capital, it means a family office where lifestyle planning such as retirement, college, portfolio management, and tax prep and planning are all under one umbrella. But it goes beyond numbers. We focus as much on the emotional side of financial planning as we do on the financial side. We get you. We understand your challenges of building a family, business or career, and a healthy life. We are devoted to wealth planning for families like yours because we are you. Learn how our family can help your family by visiting tamacapital.com. Hi, and welcome back. Typically, when I interview guests on the show, I have a closing question for all of them, at least the ones that are parents. And the question is, what is the best thing about being a parent? And I was reminded of one of my answers, my own personal answers, recently at a swim meet. My triplet daughter, who is a competitive swimmer, was at a regional swim meet, and it didn't go very well. And so she presented me with this opportunity that I think relates to not only parenting, but financial money management, I think life in general, and it's about making decisions. And the story goes that Madison didn't have a very good swim meet, and she was very emotional at the end of the meet, and we talked about whether she could or should continue to compete in a specific events. And she asked me, "Dad, what do you think? What should I do? Should I just stop swimming this event?" And I could tell she was emotional. I was a little emotional about it. And I told her, "Madison, we're not going to make this decision right now. We are in the throes of just coming off of these events that didn't go well, and making a decision right now in the heat of the moment when we're both emotionally charged is not going to help lead to a good outcome or a good decision." And so she begrudgingly agreed and said, "Okay, well, when do we make the decision?" I'm like, "Let's think about it and talk about it later this week. Let's see how we feel. Let's, you know, get back in the pool and practice and see how it goes." But I think this decision, this story can relate to all of us, whether we're parents, when it comes to making decisions, whether it's financial or personal, is when you're in the heat of the moment and you are emotionally charged, making a decision in that key time frame doesn't probably lend itself to making a very good decision. And one of the things that's not surprising to me going through this and having this conversation with Madison and really thinking about it is it comes back to awareness. And I swear, we talk about awareness on this show all the time, whether it's me talking into the mic like I'm doing right now or interviewing a guest, no matter really the subject, is can you be aware of how you're feeling in the moment and being able to use that awareness to make better decisions? Because we all know that when we are emotionally charged, when we're in the heat of the moment, it's really hard to step back and think about rationally, because our brains aren't developed this way, to make a good sound decision, to go through, okay, does this make sense? Pro, con? You know, we don't have time for that. Our emotions are all built up, and we're trying to make a quick and sometimes ill-informed decisions based on current events, current outcomes. And by giving us ourselves a chance to step back and breathe and to create some space, that allows us, I think, to make a better decision, and we can come back to it. So I wanted to share this story, and I think how it relates to all of us when it comes to making good decisions. Again, whether they're financial or personal, I think it applies to both. And I think it really resonated with me, and having this opportunity to talk about this with my daughter, Madison, in the heat of the moment. Now that you've made it to the end of another great conversation, are you looking for more? If so, head over to tamacapital.com, where you will find all of our conversations. Use the search feature to find the topic or guest you would love to learn more about. Also, don't forget to make someone else's day by sharing our show. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Emotional Balance Sheet Podcast. Please visit tamacapital.com to follow the podcast and connect with certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, Paul Fenner of tamacapital.com. And please join us again next time on the Emotional Balance Sheet Podcast.